At the Val Karen campaign office of Nickel Belt Liberal candidate Mark Serre, there was the usual quiet excitement that comes from a campaign for a successful incumbent waiting on his third consecutive victory. Serre, who was first elected to the House of Commons in 2015 and again in 2019, was showing the confidence of a local politician who knows what it is to win. Serre defeated NDP incumbent Claude Gravel in 2015 with more than 21,000 votes compared with Gravel's 18,556. Serre took another victory in 2019 with more than 19,000 votes. His nearest challenge, NDPer Steph Paquette, had 15,656. With less than an hour before the polls were closing, Serre was smiling and greeting campaign workers in the Val Karen office as well as keeping tabs on workers and volunteers through a television live link with the Serre office in Sturgeon Falls. Serre and his wife, Lynn Loiselle Serre, were seen smiling and laughing with the out-town campaigners on the large screen television. Even as he wore a pandemic mask, you could tell he was smiling most of the evening by his eyes. This has not been the easiest campaign for Serre, especially with a bizarre situation in the past week where he was confronted by a person in his constituency office, shouting and pushing a table at him. The campaign was also confronted by several instances of campaign signs being damaged. Serre added that many of his workers faced intimidation and less than courteous language on social media. Serre said being in a mostly rural riding has had the benefit of allowing to meet more people in smaller settings and especially in campaigning door to door. There have been some rough moments, but mostly it has been a positive campaign. That was our plan all along, Serre said with just minutes before the polls were closed. He admitted he was a bit nervous, maybe just election night jitters, but for the most part he was pleased with the campaign. Serre added he was anxious to see the results of the more than 17,000 votes cast in the advanced polling for Nickel Belt as well as roughly 2,500 mail-in votes.